You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. Now, unfortunately, we haven't got any live racing to bring you on Monday or Tuesday on Racing Radio, and that's because of the ongoing shutdown of UK racing due to equine influenza. At time of recording, we haven't had any word on whether that's going to be able to resume on Wednesday or not, but we will certainly hope for the best. In any case, we will have a show for you on Racing Radio on Wednesday because Fairy House has staged a card over in Ireland, and we'll have coverage of that in addition to, hopefully, some racing from the UK as well, and if not, certainly later on in the week. Here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby and Lord John Budden is with me. Hello, John, how are you?
I'm very well, John. It's excellent to be here. Punchestown, lucky with the draw, so
yes.
To speak.
Yeah, indeed. Obviously, unfortunate that we've had this sort of racing in the UK over the last few days, though, John.
Very unfortunate indeed. And, you know, some of the leading trainers think that a shutdown was a bit of a over-zealous performance by the BHA, but I'm not absolutely sure about that. What is encouraging is the fact that Saturday to Sunday there were no extra positive tests. So, you know, hopefully we'll be back in action fairly shortly.
I want to ask you, having been in the game for quite a long time, if there's any other events you might look back to foot and mouth, I suppose, that are sort of comparable to this in the way that it was so sudden, it suddenly shook the sport and just sent it into shutdown for a period of time.
No, I think it's unprecedented, really, John. The foot and mouth, of course, was a sight of a going concern for some while before they actually took the decision to shut down racing for a while. The one thing about this particular outbreak is that basically horses have always suffered from equine flu, particularly around this time of the year. And we're also now in a situation where all the racehorses are vaccinated. So to a certain extent, the effect of the virus is not as serious as it might have been. That is the reason why a number of trainers do think that there's been an overreaction. But because it does spread pretty quickly, I think the BHA were right to take the action that they have taken. Hopefully, though, it's not going to be one like foot and mouth and go on for a lengthy period.
Because there was a little bit of doom and gloom surrounding it all over the first couple of days, and I don't want to sort of curse anything. We're speaking now before we know when racing is going to resume, but it does seem like people fearing a shutdown of several weeks or even months, that might have been a little bit more concerned than was necessary, given how it looked initially to how it looks now. But I suppose we still don't know the full picture.
No, I hope that is the case very much. Well, the last point I would say that Donald McCain, who has been the chief sufferer from this, has got something like 130 horses in his yard, and at the current moment only 6 of those have tested positive to equine flu. Now, lots of trainers say that kind of percentage has been about for some while.
Okay, well, we'll hope for a positive outcome to the situation with equine flu in the near future. In the meantime, though, John, we can still look ahead to the Cheltenham Festival. You've got a couple of picks for this, so a couple of races that you want to talk about. What's the first of those?
Well, the RSA, I think, is a race I've always liked at the festival, and I think this particular variety is going to be extremely open, extremely exciting. A lot of people will think that Santini is, one of the major contenders, and they're right. He is a major contender. He won well earlier in the season over course. He also ran well at Kempton, a track that wouldn't have suited him at all when he was third last time out. So he's got to have a more than chance, a major chance. The two horses I like are Top of the Game, who I think is, a horse who's underachieved so far this season for various reasons. Trouble at the start on one occasion and perhaps committed a little bit too early last time out. But he's a magnificent horse. Great big animal. You've seen him, John, have you? Really powerful sort. I would have thought the RSA chase would be, perfect for him. I also think that Paul Nichols is creeping up on Nicky Henderson, and he will be desperate to win major prizes at the festival when it comes along. So I do like Top of the Game, but the horse that I like of a double figure, really quite big prize, is Vindication. Now, Vindication is trained by Kim Bailey, and if you look up his form last year, he was really quite a decent young hurdler. He was very consistent. He won several races, and he'd always looked as though he was going to be a chaser. Now, I was at Carlisle, John, earlier in the season, around about November time, I suppose it was, and Vindication ran in a good novice chase together with a horse I know Nicky Richards thinks a great deal of called Uncle Alistair. Unfortunately, Uncle Alistair, who's owned by Paul and Claire Rooney, injured himself in this race. It was a very close head-to-head between Uncle Alistair and Vindication. They were level at the last fence. Vindication showed just a better pace on the run-in. It might have been, though, that Uncle Alistair was just feeling what was going to be the injury that he has sustained. He's not. It's not fatal, but he's off for the season. Vindication, though, has gone on to run extremely well. Very upset that, of course, the ban prevented Weatherby taking place at the last meeting, because the Towton Chase, Vindication, was the favourite for that. And had he really won that in good style, he'd be much shorter for the RSA. I think he's just the sort of horse who might win at a really long price, certainly run well. So Vindication is really my horse to follow in the RSA Chase.
I suppose Weatherby as well would have given us a better indication about the horse going left-handed, because if you were going to have a concern at this stage, that would maybe be it. You look at the form for his career so far: Sandown, Ascot, Carlisle, Huntingdon. That is a question mark.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, John. That's very true. A pity that the race was cancelled, because that would have been excellent information. In fact, that had rather passed me by. But nevertheless, it is a very decent young horse, Vindication.
Okay, well, that's the RSA then, and you've also got an interest in the Ryanair, John.
Yeah, I have an interest in the Ryanair, because this is the one race that I think the North have got a serious chance of winning. Waiting Patiently, a marvellous name for a horse who we hardly ever see on the race course. But Waiting Patiently represents Ruth Jefferson, and he is a really good horse. He was unbeaten over fences until that most unfortunate incident in the King George, when Bristol Demay fell directly in his path. He hadn't, even been asked to improve from his position at the rear of the main bunch at that stage, and we just don't know whether he would have stayed the 3 miles. But Ruth is a very practical person, and I think she's decided that 2.5 is probably the best trip anyhow for the time being. Waiting Patiently will, if the ban is lifted, be seen at the weekend, likely to run for the second year in a row in the Ascot Chase, a race he won last year and won really well. He won a race at Carlisle, which often produces excellent results. Many Clouds, for example, was a winner of it at one stage, and that is the Colin Parker Memorial Chase. That was a Waiting Patiently victory last season. And Ruth Jefferson's horses are running really well, and the younger horses have been picking up a number of good prizes. So the fact that Waiting Patiently is not run, basically, for a lengthy period, you would have to say that he only got halfway in the King George and hadn't really been asked to do anything serious. So he comes Yorkshire to the festival a pretty fresh horse. I hope he is able to run at Ascot, because I think he does need one race or so. But I do think that if he turns up at Cheltenham for the Ryanair, that Waiting Patiently has got a big chance of getting back on the winning run.
OK, and Waiting Patiently then, we're a big chance going to Lord John Budden in the Ryanair. And we'll look forward to that and the rest of the Cheltenham Festival races. And we'll have all the build-up to Cheltenham on Racing Radio when we get back underway. Of course, we'll have Ireland on Wednesday, regardless of whether UK racing resumes. And we'll hope for a positive result with that as well. So join us on Racing Radio on Wednesday. Join us again for the Daily Racing Podcast. And John, thanks for being with us for today's edition.
Lovely, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.